Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So I don't know if you guys ever had this kind of feeling when you're in a relationship and you feel like things are falling apart, and it's not necessarily like you don't love each other anymore, but it's just you guys feel like the distance is increasing between you two. So this video from the School of Life explains why we go cold on our partners. So let's take a look at today's sentence. Of course, these are, by ordinary adult standards, tiny slights. We don't love by adult standards. These small arrows are enough to wound the self that loves to its tender, emotional core. Of course, these are, by ordinary adult standards, tiny slights. But we don't love by adult standards. These small arrows are enough to wound the self that loves to its tender, emotional core. 那我们首先来看的第一个字呢是 ordinary， ordinary 呢指的是平凡的，那其实 di 呢并没有很明显的发音，我们并不会把的感觉发出来，我们会发 ordinary， ordinary。举例来说呢， before Harry Potter found out that he got accepted into Hogwarts, he thought he's just an ordinary little boy. 在哈利波特被这个霍格华兹录取之前呢，他以为自己仅只是一个平凡的小男孩。那跟他的反义词呢，则是 extraordinary， 他前面加了一个 extra 的感觉。我很常听到很多人会把这个字念成 extraordinary， 虽然说好啦，这个发音其实并不是很标准。不过这样真的很帮助你记这个单字。好，那今天呢，我们就来学学它正确的念法，叫做 extraordinary。extraordinary， 那这边 trao 呢会发 troll 的音。那 extraordinary 是非比寻常的，或者是非常突出的。那我们可以说 I've been on a helicopter once when I was in New Zealand, and I have to say the view was definitely extraordinary. 在纽西兰的时候呢，坐过一次直升机，那真的在上面看，风景呢真的是非比寻常，非常漂亮。再我们来看是 adult 呢是成年的，要记得它的 a 呢是发短音的音 adult。像我们可以说 I'm an adult now, I can make my own decisions. 我现在已经成年了，我是一个大人了，我可以为我自己的人生做决定。它比较相反的呢叫做 adolescence。 adolescence 呢是青春期啊，或者是青春的意思，那它的发音比较特别，这边的第一个 a 呢是发 ad 音 ad， 我们会发一个 ad， 那后面 les 一起念发 less。 adolescence。举例来说呢， a lot of teenagers are struggling to find their place in the society in adolescence. 很多青少年啊，在青春期的时候都没办法在这个社会上找到自己的定位，比如说他们想要什么，或者他们应该要付出什么。再我们要来看的是 standard。 standard 呢是标准的意思， A 是发 A 的音 standard。 那我们可以说 the standard procedure for this emergency is that we should call the police first. 碰到这种紧急事件的标准程序呢，就是说我们要先叫警察。那如果单纯把它拿来形容标准啊，或者是准则的时候呢，我们也可以说 How could you be so strict on others but not to yourself? That's double standard. 你怎么可以就是宽以律己，严以律他人呢？因为这样很像是双重标准。那再来呢，还有 wound 这一个字， wound 呢要记得它的 ou 呢是发 u 的音， wound 指的是创伤啊，或者是伤口的意思。那单纯做名词啊，我们就可以说 I think my wound just got infected， 我认为我的伤口受感染了。可是在句子里面呢，它是用到当动词的部分 wound someone， 像是说 I think he was wounded by the sharp edges of the cart， 我认为啊，他应该是被推车的这个旁边尖尖的边缘呢所伤到了。这我们要来看的是 emotional 呢可以指的是情感上的，也可以指的是情绪化的。像是我们可以说 There's a saying that women tend to be more emotional while they're on their periods。 曾经有人这么说啊，就是可能女生月经来的时候可能会比较情绪化。那它这个 emotional 的名词呢，则是 emotion， 则是情感的意思。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Of course, these are by ordinary adult standards tiny slights, but we don't love by adult standards. These small arrows are enough to wound the self that loves to its tender emotional core. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!